Well, 5 million people in Greater Melbourne have endured their first day of the reimposed lockdown in the race to quell the spread of the coronavirus. New infections are again in triple figures today, with 165 new cases reported in Victoria. And healthcare workers have been testing positive in hospitals, including in Royal Melbourne, Northern Hospital and Sunshine Hospital. That's on top of staff found yesterday to have contracted COVID-19 in St Vincent's, the Alfred Hospital and Brunswick Private. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, has just fronted the media. Our reporter, Rhett Burney, has been monitoring that for you. Rhett, what's the Premier announced today, particularly about those public housing towers where testing has now been completed?
Well, good evening, Linda. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, has just wrapped up that press conference quite late today, and he's spoken specifically about the case numbers, but also, as you said, about those nine public housing towers that were in hard lockdown as of the weekend. Now, he's announced that eight of those public housing towers will be taken out of that hard lockdown, and they'll move to the same stage three restrictions with those stay-at-home orders that are currently applying for people in the Melbourne metropolitan area and the Mitchell Shire. But he has said that those residents who have tested positive or have considered close contact are being moved out to alternative accommodation so that those that haven't tested positive and aren't considered to be a close contact can stay in the buildings. However, all residents at building number 33 Alfred Street in North Melbourne will continue to remain inside their homes for 14 days. 55 residents from that tower have tested positive to the virus, and those that are living in the tower that don't currently have the virus are considered as close contacts. Let's take a listen to some of what Daniel Andrews had to say just a few moments ago.
If we don't drive these numbers down, then 6 weeks can become longer. If we don't take this seriously, then many, many people will become gravely ill, and then we know the tragedy that follows soon after that. So for all of those reasons, and many more perhaps, I want to thank those who are doing the right thing, and I want to appeal to all Victorians. Let's keep working together. Let's keep taking this seriously. We simply have no choice but to do that.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews. Rhett Burney is with me. Rhett, it's school holidays in Victoria. Students were due back in class next week, but that's been delayed by a week. Will they actually go back to school in term three at all?
I think that's the question that most parents in those lockdown areas are asking themselves at this stage. I've spoken to a number of parents throughout the day in those areas, and they're sort of saying, look, at this stage, we're not really sure what happens after the first week of curriculum holidays finishes. We have heard a lot of speculation that students, particularly in years 11 and 12, will be encouraged to go back and that there'll be provisions made for that. We've also heard today as well that those students that do go back to the physical classroom will be screened each day. They'll have their temperature checked. If they have a temperature over 37.5 degrees Celsius, then they'll be sent home. Now, as I said, many parents are confused as to what the immediate future holds for when it comes to their children. In fact, I spoke to a couple of parents today. One of them was Joanna Layden. She's a mother of two. She lives in Melbourne. And today she was busy trying to keep her two children entertained while her husband was trying to sleep because he's an essential worker who is on night shift.
That's hard when you can't go out. We would ordinarily go to the zoo or do something. Even if we don't visit people, I always take them out and I can't do that.
Like millions of Melburnians, Joanna Layden thought that the worst of the COVID-19 restrictions were over. But she says when case numbers started to drastically rise, it became clear this lockdown was inevitable.
I think from the people I've spoken to that people are taking it harder. I know I'm taking it harder because it just feels like Groundhog Day and it feels like this isn't going to be lockdown number two of two. It feels like it's going to be lockdown number two of potentially 20.
Like Joanna Layden, Rebecca Glover is also a mother of two, and she also works part-time in a job that can't be done from home. Rebecca's eldest son, Harrison, is in grade prep. She's hopeful that he'll be able to return to school for term three, but admits it's a stressful time.
That first year of school was so crucial. So I do fear it is a little disruptive. It is, I think, a lot more stressful second time around. We know what we're up against. It's the hardest thing is not being able to see people. Like, the slower lifestyle was nice last time, but you can't see people, which is tough.
A makeshift border now separates Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire, north of the suburbs, from the rest of Victoria. It's heavily policed and those on the inside can only leave their homes for essentials. Household visits and public gatherings are banned. Health authorities are turning their containment efforts towards a number of major Melbourne hospitals and to four aged care homes where new cases have shown up. Four patients and a staff member at Brunswick Private Hospital in Melbourne's inner north have so far tested positive. There are still active cases in the regions too. There are two in Geelong, one in Gippsland and one each in Wodonga and Shepparton. Both of those regions are on the Victorian-New South Wales border. There are also more arriving at hospitals.
So I don't think that there is a great deal that we can do to prevent someone with COVID from developing critical illness. That probably reflects the severity of the viral illness itself.
Dr. Stephen Warrilow is the Director of Intensive Care at the Austin Hospital in Melbourne. He says the only way to prevent more people from becoming critically unwell with the disease is to stop the spread.
The community can help us in ICU greatly by adhering to the recommendations of staying home. So lockdown is incredibly challenging for all of us. We've all got families who are also suffering the same as the rest of the community, but it's imperative that we limit the spread of the virus, as people have, I think, witnessed. It's incredibly contagious.
All Victorians are being encouraged to be tested for the virus, but now there are reports some people are avoiding that, fearful they can't afford to take time off work while they wait for their results. Prime Minister Scott Morrison was asked about that at his press conference today.
The Victorian government has also put some arrangements in place to support other members of the community, as other states have. And this is a shared responsibility, and the Commonwealth is certainly doing overwhelmingly its share of the heavy lifting and providing income support to people all around the country.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Rhett Burney, our reporter there.